This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. This podcast is about some things you don't know about cops. And you might wonder, how do I know about cops? And I gotta say, I'm around cops a lot. Former cops, active cops, former FBI, former, well, always a Marine, you know, Marines, but no longer active duty, soldiers. And the reason is because, and I've mentioned this before, it's not a secret or anything, I do a lot of training in firearms, tactical firearms, handgun combat training, rifle combat training, self-defense, concealed carry, long-range target shooting, lots of things. And as a result, I'm around a lot of cops in a lot of different circumstances, and I interact with a lot of cops. And some things I want to share with you, because you might not have this perspective. Cops get a bad rap in society today, especially with the whole Black Lives Matter movement always attacking cops. Unfairly, for the most part, by the way. I'm sure there are a few bad apples in law enforcement, just like there are in any realm of society, in corporations, in politics, in banking, what have you. There's always some power-hungry asshat who's out there abusing their power. So that's to be expected in any organization. But cops, generally speaking, cops are great people. In fact, they're underappreciated, and they put their lives on the line for crap wages, by the way. Cops are not well paid. Not at all, especially the beat cops, usually the guys on the street. They're not well paid at all. And they usually are not well equipped by the city or the county that is funding their salary. I mean, it's astonishing how little equipment cops are given. I was looking at a cop. Well, actually, I was at a shooting range, and this one cop asked me to take a look at his rifle because he saw me doing some really advanced rifle shooting techniques, like bilateral shooting stuff, hitting targets that are difficult, things like that. And he's like, hey, will you take a look at my rifle? You know, I just want your input on this rifle. And I immediately took a look at him, like thinking to myself, wow, this rifle's from like 1985. How did you find this relic? And, you know, it turns out that cops are issued really old equipment in many areas, and sheriff's deputies are as well. And their equipment sucks. And it was like an iron sights, like an old A2 style AR with a carry handle on it, man. I mean, a freaking carry handle. And this cop hadn't even lubricated it. I'm like, dude, I opened the upper, lower, you know, I slid the bolt carrier group out, and you can hear that there's no lube on it at all. This thing's like rubbing two dry stones together. You know that sound on your bolt carrier group when there's no lube, like it's factory clean. No one's ever shot it or lubed it or anything. That's what this guy's rifle was like. Now, I'm sure it's been shot, but hasn't been lubed in forever. And I said to him, hey, you know, you might want to throw some axle grease on that bolt carrier group there. You know, otherwise, this thing's not going to cycle probably. You might get one shot off and then it's not going to cycle. And you're going to be outgunned by the bad guys. And he's like, oh, really? I should lubricate this? I'm like, dude, yeah, yeah. It's an AR-15, right? You need to put some lube on it. But what shocked me about this little interaction is how crappy the gear was. I mean, again, not even a red dot sight on this thing. Not even, no light, no green laser, no infrared laser, illuminator, nothing. Not that you have to have all that gear to have a good rifle, but this was a crappy rifle, okay? This was not a modern rifle. This is some ancient relic from the Museum of Law Enforcement or something. So, and the more I interact with cops, I see these examples all the time. I see tons of stuff like this where people have old, outdated equipment, or in some cases, just like no equipment, you know? And it's a little bit disturbing to me because I think, you know, if you're a city or a county and you're trying to put a cop out on the street to do law enforcement, you know, you might want to give them some decent equipment so that they could actually do their job. But that doesn't happen very often. As far as handguns go, cops are usually in a better situation. They often have Glocks, which function very well. Glocks are super reliable. Sometimes they'll have old revolvers and such, but usually now, these days, it's a Glock or some similar, you know, semi-automatic pistol, which is great. It's fine. But when it comes to rifles, these cops are massively, you know, outgunned by the bad guys. So what's the point of me sharing all this with you? Well, when you dial 911 and you expect cops to come solve your problem, which is what 911 is, think about it. I mean, 911 is a service where you call men with guns, usually, sometimes women, but mostly men with guns, to come solve your problem. Instead of you solving it yourself, you call them. It's like the delegation of problem solving to men with guns. Well, the guns that they're bringing to you when they're trying to solve your problem are not that great. Not that impressive at all. And in some jurisdictions like California, Los Angeles, and so on, there are crazy limitations on what cops can even carry. For example, you may not have known this unless you hang out with cops. But in a lot of places, they don't let a cop carry more than one spare magazine. Did you know that? That's insane. If I were on the streets as a cop, I would want like three or four mags. I mean, I carry at least two mags myself as a civilian. But in some places, that's the limit for the cops. Like, what is the city thinking? That they don't want their cops to have too much ammo? Really? If I was running a city, I would want my cops to have all kinds of ammo so they don't get killed and shot up by the gangsters, right? But seriously, in a lot of cities, especially the gun control cities, which is where all the violence is because gun control doesn't work, you know, Chicago, Detroit, St. Louis, Houston, what else? Pretty much, just name your city, right? Los Angeles, violence in all these cities. Detroit, I already mentioned Detroit. Phoenix, oh, there's a lot of craziness going on in Phoenix. San Diego, even. These cops aren't allowed to even basically defend themselves. And then when it comes to rifles, they're usually not even allowed to have an AR-style rifle in many of these municipalities. It's crazy. Like, what are you supposed to defend yourself with? A freaking pistol versus the bad guy's AR? Or the bad guy running like a .308 semi-auto that can penetrate three cop cars with one round, and all you have is a little 9mm Glock pistol? Sorry, bud, but you are outgunned. Big time. Not a good situation. Not going to end well for you if you don't have a rifle. Remember that shooting a few years ago back in L.A., and there was a couple guys that were like bank robbers, and they were all plated out with ballistic armor everywhere, even like ballistic pants and helmets, and they had, you know, padding everywhere, and the cops were shooting them with 9mm rounds, and the guys were just laughing it off, shrugging it off. Like, oh, I got bit by a mosquito. There's a 9mm round that just hit over there. And the cops, this wasn't widely reported in the press, but the truth is that the cops had to go into the gun stores in LA to get decent firepower. The gun stores had the decent rifles at that time, which they can't even carry anymore because California law has changed so much to be anti-gun. But cops were running into the gun stores. They're like, give me a rifle. Give me an actual tool that can stop these MFs from shooting up the town, you know? And that's the only way cops were eventually able to stop those guys. And I think one of those guys actually ended up just committing suicide, blowing his own head off because he realized he was surrounded. The situation was hopeless. So the cops didn't even take him out. The guy took himself out eventually. It was up to the guy. He made the decision. Anyway, my point is, when you dial 911 and call cops to come solve your problem, you should be aware that they often aren't allowed to carry the tools necessary to solve your problem. If your problem is a bad guy with a, let's say, an AK, let's say you're encountering like an Antifa, left-wing, communist, campus student, you know, these millennials that think communism is awesome, and they love Stalin, and they love Che, and they always carry AKs, and they're popping off rounds at you, 7.62x39 rounds, which pack a punch, trust me, pretty powerful rounds in the AK, better than the AR rounds. And you call cops to solve that problem? Hey, cops aren't going to show up with anything probably that can solve that problem. It's going to take the SWAT team to come out there with like a 308 sniper rifle to finally solve the problem. That's going to take a long time. Don't expect cops to have gear to solve your problem, because usually they don't. Usually, in almost every case, when I'm at a gun range or a competition and I'm shooting and I'm talking to cops, my gear is way better than their gear. And my gear is not that fancy, because I don't believe in a lot of fancy stuff. I believe more in skills. Like, I can pick up a stock Glock and rock it, just run with it. I can take a stock AR-15, you know, from anybody, a Daniel Defense or whatever, Patriot Ordnance, just pick them up, run them. I don't need a fancy trigger. I don't need a 2-pound AR trigger. I don't need a, you know, 3.5-pound Glock trigger. They're great when you have them, but I don't need it. I can run that gun stock, man. So I don't believe in a lot of fancy gear, but even then, my gear is usually better than the cop's gear, because they're kind of drooling over my gear, which is not that fancy gear, as I said. So that just tells me that if I have a problem that needs solving, like, i.e., you know, five bad guys on my ranch trying to shoot me, you know, I'm probably better off handling that problem myself, come to think of it. Because, you know, you can take care of five armed bad guys faster than you can dial 911 if you're any good with rifles. At least I can. I don't know about you, but taking out five bad guy targets is faster than dialing 911 and explaining anything. That's for sure. I might call 911 after I have the problem solved, but not before. Why would I pick up the phone when I got a rifle in my hand? You know what I'm saying? Self-defense requires kinetic energy, not an Android phone. Just letting you know. Anyway, it's just some stuff to think about. Don't think cops are going to solve all your problems, because frankly, they are outgunned, underfunded, not really that great of a situation. Might surprise you to learn that, but it's the truth. So anyway, you can read more about gear at one of my websites called gear.news, and another website I have is called guns.news. Which is, what do you know, all about guns for self-defense. I mean, imagine that. Yeah. So anyway, my name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Aside from talking about guns and gear and cops, I'm also, of course, a scientist and a holistic health practitioner and nutritionist and so on, book author, all that stuff. But on the side, I do a lot of tactical shooting and handgun, you know, battle training, stuff like that for self-defense, because I get a lot of death threats and such. So anyway, I just want to give you that background so you know sort of where I'm coming from. We all have the right to self-defense, clearly. So that's what I practice. Thank you for listening, though. I want you to be safe, and don't put your life in the hands of others who are not fully equipped to help you. You're going to have to probably help yourself. So prepare for it. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics. We have morality. We're honest. We have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.